It's Thursday, March 27, and with your news at 8 a.m., I am Leonard Witbien. Heavy rainfall has led to severe flooding and infrastructure damage across the country, according to meteorologist Odilo Kobetsi. Speaking to News on One's Ellen Shiepo from One Africa TV, he noted that rainfall exceeded 300 millimeters in many areas, saturating the ground and leading to rapid runoff and overflowing rivers.
Kobetsi said the La Nina effect increases the likelihood of more thunderstorms and showers, known as easterly waves, from the Congo.
Our rain belt normally develops over DRC, over Angola, and we normally have that strength of low pressure deepening further over Namibia. So during a La Nina event, it becomes more evident, and then the general circulation actually improves that we have a lot of low pressure systems developing.
Western Cape Province Agriculture Minister Ivan Meyer has expressed keen interest in learning from Namibia's green hydrogen initiatives, particularly projects in the Erongo region. And in this report by Adolf Gaure for One Africa TV's News on One, Meyer praised Namibia's progress and highlighted potential areas for collaboration, including Hilron, Daures and Hyphen projects.
Western Cape Province Agriculture Minister Ivan Meyer said his delegation is willing to learn more about Namibia's success in the green hydrogen sector.
Because I've asked myself, what is it that that is going to bring me back to the Erongo region? There are three projects, the High Iron, the Daures, and the Hyphen projects. I've heard some quite interesting stuff that we are very much interested in, and certainly we will come and do this.
Government has approved a 20 million Namibian dollar feasibility study to explore the revival of Air Namibia by 2026. The Works and Transport Ministry under Veiko Nekundi will oversee the project, with President Netumbonandi Ndaitwa highlighting the airline's role in tourism and employment. The SWAPO implementation plan estimates a 3 billion Namibian dollar investment over 5 years, with a public-private partnership proposal due by August. The airline will prioritize regional routes before expanding globally. Meanwhile, Finance and Social Grants Management Minister Erika Shafuda will present the national budget today, with expert analyses to follow on our news. Zimbabwean President Emmerson Mnangagwa has dismissed a senior general in a move seen as consolidating his hold on power, political analysts suggest. Reuters says the decision comes amid rising concerns of a possible coup by former allies. Mnangagwa, who took power after the 2017 military ousting of Robert Mugabe, faces increasing dissent within his ruling ZANU-PF party, which has governed Zimbabwe since independence in 1980. To the U.S. now, where the Atlantic magazine has published what it says is a timeline of war plans shared by Trump officials in a secret group chat that mistakenly included its editor-in-chief. The White House is trying to downplay the security blunder about plans to strike Houthi rebels in Yemen. Democrats are calling for both the defense secretary and national security advisor to resign, as Kate Fisher reports from Washington.
The new messages show Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth giving specific details of timings and the weapons used. The Atlantic decided to release them after President Trump and members of his government accused the editor of lying and repeatedly said the information was not classified. Several Democratic lawmakers have refuted that and called for the resignation of the defense secretary.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.